I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scoot. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Metairie and Adam. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Adam.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got two questions for you. I just wanted to hear your opinion on. I was listening to you talk about Trump and, you know, the sex changes in school. You know, I don't think he means that the children are going to go to school and then one day come back a different sex. Do you think he actually means that, like, literally? Or do you think he means in terms of, like, the teachers affirming, you know, the identity of the student going from a boy to a girl? Do you think he means, like, the actual sex change? Or maybe, like, the teacher is actually, like, you know, supporting, you know, these students changing their sexes, because gender is a social construct based on the liberal ideology. Is that correct?
Well, I can't speak for Donald Trump, because I don't know. But Adam, I find it's really interesting that whenever there's something that Donald Trump says that is just truly embarrassing and humiliating because it's so bizarre, there are people who feel like, well, no, that's not what he really meant. This is what he meant. I know you're asking me a question, but you're implying that he didn't mean what he said. And what he said is, and I'm quoting here, you know, they take your kid. There are some places your boy leaves school and comes back a girl, okay, without parental consent. Meaning the Democrats are a threat. Can you imagine without parental consent? So, you know, there's this idea that, I don't know what he really means in his heart, but it's all stupid because there's no evidence of it ever happening.
So I think Donald Trump actually means that the teachers are a threat in terms of
manipulating the children's mindset.
Well, because there's an ideology amongst the public school system where, you know, there's this allowing the children to do whatever they want, and yet, oh, you feel like you're a boy, but you're a girl. We're gonna call you by this made up name. I think that's what he's referencing, and you know,
well,
I
then why doesn't
you,
he
no,
say that?
No,
Adam?
No.
Why doesn't he say that? People don't want me to talk. They don't want me to counter what they're saying. Why doesn't he say that? Why do you have to call up and define what Donald Trump really meant?
Because, hey, listen, we know Trump is very boisterous with what he says, and he's exaggerated. My question to you, Trump, Scoop, was, do you think he actually thinks they're having physical sex changes or in terms of, like, the ideology? And then your answer was, well, I can't speak on what he means. And you say that I can't speak what he means, but you literally just did this sarcastic soliloquy about how he thinks that he's going to have all these sex changes. So you make fun of the actual comment, but when I question, you know, why you're saying it, you say, well, I can't speak for him. My question is do you think it's more of an ideology thing or physical sex change that he is talking about? I understand what he said, but I think he does get a little emotional with the things that he says. And when he's talking about the enemy, I was talking about the ideology of these teachers who manipulate these children. That's what they do. Okay? And I don't want you to
that's a whole different topic. I mean, that's a worthy topic to talk about. But what about the litter boxes? I mean, that never happened either. What about the eating pets? I think Donald Trump honestly convinces himself that these things are true. So while I can't speak for him, I think he believes
it. Have you ever heard of Thomas Jefferson High School in New Orleans?
No. I've heard of East Jefferson.
You haven't heard of Thomas Jefferson on the West Bank?
No, I've not heard of it.
It's a great school. Well, they actually had two students there. They weren't identifying as cats or a dog. They're identifying as like a meerkat or something. And this happened in New Orleans, and they were requesting a separate part, not in the bathroom. They wanted to be outside, and the school had to shut it down. And you're saying it doesn't happen. This happened in New Orleans.
Right, wait,
how can you say that it's not happening?
The school actually did that? They actually put litter boxes?
They said no to the students.
Okay,
yeah.
Who cares what the students think, man?
Wait, Adam.
Ian, hey, if you're going to double team me, hold on. So you're saying it doesn't happen, but I'm giving you a presentation.
It didn't happen.
Well, hold on. I'm putting you on hold because this is getting too frustrating for me to observe this. And we know Adam and Metairie, he's done this before. You are saying that two students identified as meerkats and asked the school to accommodate them, and the school said no. That's not a story, Adam. That is not supportive of this theory that there's a nationwide effort by public schools to force gender ideology on grade school children or bring the litter boxes into the classroom. The thing that you're saying is not the point that you're trying to make.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody says something, somebody can say something, but if it's shut down, well, then it didn't happen.
Who cares?
So, Adam, I'm telling you that it did not happen, and you can't give me proof that it happened.
Yeah, but be quick, because we're late.
Can I ask you a question?
Go quick.
Yeah, one more.
So if Thomas Jefferson, their board had to come together and even entertain the idea, are you saying that there are schools all across the country that wouldn't do the same thing and act on it? Is that what you're saying?
It has never, I'll leave it at this, Adam. I'm going to leave it at this. It has never happened. You can conjure up any justification you want, but it has never happened. There is no evidence of litter boxes being put outside or inside to appease children. The fact that a couple of students at a high school on the West Bank said they wanted to do that, students say a lot of things. But if the school says no, then it didn't happen. So how could you possibly call this show and suggest that it really did happen? At least we're here to set the record straight here, and we can't let these lies go on and on and on, regardless of the shallow justification that is given.
Hang on a second. Before we move on, I promise. So this isn't like Adam is doing the thing where you take one incident and you say, oh, well, he didn't mean it. Zoom out and connect the dots. I will repeat this until I'm blue in the face. The future belongs to people who can connect the dots. This is not the only time Donald Trump has said this. He's been doing this for many weeks now. Back in September, quote, the transgender thing is incredible. Think of it. Your kid goes to school and comes home a few days later with an operation. The school decides what's going to happen with your child. He said that to Moms for Liberty. That is not an attack on gender ideology or gender affirming, you know, education for children. He's talking about operations, and he's been doing this for weeks. So don't come in here and say this is he just misspoke this one time.
And very quickly, Adam, look, you know, vote for Trump. You can vote for Trump. I'm not telling you to not vote for Trump, but man, don't be a sucker. Don't buy into these ridiculous lies that we expose on this show. And the sex change, the reaffirming operations, it's not happening. The litter boxes are not happening. The pet thing never happened.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.